For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 right now. Congrats, you're going to win two tickets to Iron Maiden, the Future Past World Tour. Show is Tuesday, November 12th, coming up hot here. CFG Bank Arena tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it is time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show can help. That's the law firm Kondori & Murad. They'll update your last will and testament and set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. It is time for our Beltway Blitz. We'll cover the Wizards and the Commanders, and we'll start off right now on the ice with the Caps. Steve Wino covers puck for the Associated Press. Swino, the Caps are really good. I mean, it is time to just slam the gavel and say this team's legit. They are 9-3. They beat, albeit a team not playing very well, last night in Nashville, a team with a lot of talent at home. What'd you think?
Yeah, GP, this team is good. And something that the Capitals had to do last year was win a lot of games, 2-1, 3-2. They had trouble scoring. This year, no trouble there. They're averaging more than four goals a game. The offense is coming from Alex Ovechkin. It's coming from Connor McMichael, who's arguably been their best player. That top line of Ovechkin, Dylan Strome, and Alexi Protas really keying this hot start. They've gotten at least solid, consistent goaltending so far, and they might be getting Jacob Chychrun back this weekend as well.
Okay, so let's do this exercise. We know they're good. We got that. How good? You know what I mean? Like, I know they're good, but like, what does that really mean in the pecking order of the NHL for you, Swano?
Yeah, Danny, I think this is a team that they're a playoff contender. This is a team that's going to be in the playoff mix for a long time. I think there's a little bit of regression to the mean here. I don't think this is a Stanley Cup contending roster. And the biggest question I have over the next several months is, can Logan Thompson and Charlie Lindgren stay healthy? Because this rotation, one game on, one game off, is something that is working out really well for them. I think... things are bound to happen. They're going to have a losing streak at some point. Alex Ovechkin, if he stays this hot, might break this record before February. But at some point, he's going to go cold as well. I think they're a playoff team, but I think you got to kind of pump the brakes on the expectations beyond that.
So I get that it would be unlikely for them to make a cup run, and then it doesn't feel like, you know, they are that caliber of team when at the beginning of the season they were in the bottom 5, 7, 8, whatever, in a lot of power rankings. Having said that, just looking at their personnel, like I keep saying with the Commanders, like looking solely at this season and not anything past being prologue, what are they missing? Why wouldn't they be able to make a playoff run based on what's in the building?
Yeah, I think it would be goaltending that is at an elite level. And Charlie Lindgren showed he could do that for a stretch of time last season. He carried them into the playoffs. The reason the Capitals even made it by game 82 was Lindgren last year. But you're counting on Logan Thompson or Charlie Lindgren to be that guy.
And we don't think Thompson has that kind of ceiling?
The injury thing is the biggest question I have about Logan Thompson. But his numbers have been okay so far. I mean, his save percentage has not been good. I know he's 6-0, first goalie since Thomas Wacoon to win his first six games for Washington. But I think I still need to see a larger sample size out of him to even start to entertain that possibility.
So I know how younger Ovechkin did this, right? You go back to age 29 when he had his career high or one of his top goal scoring seasons at 53. I get that. I get how even a handful of years ago he was doing this. I can't explain this now. I mean, I'm only a couple years older than he is, and we just finished talking about how I feel so tired because I exercised yesterday. Like, this is ridiculous that he's this good finding ways to score at this age. It hasn't happened before. You're sort of running out of ways to explain it.
Yeah, there's no reason, because nobody's done this. No one's scored this many goals at this age like Alex Ovechkin has. But we've been saying this for several years. And other than Phil Esposito, no one done it in their early 30s or mid-30s like this. He continues to defy expectations and defy sort of father time, for lack of a better term. But I think the one thing about Alex Ovechkin scoring is he's got better players around him than he did during the rough start last year. Like, he didn't get his eighth goal last year until January. He now has eight goals in the first 13 games of this season, because it seems like the team that is built the way that Brian McClellan did it before handing the GM job off to Chris Patrick, it has allowed this team to be better. The pieces fit better. Pierre-Luc Dubois maybe hasn't produced. He's been one of the unluckiest players. But him fitting on a second line, and Andrew Mangiapane sort of replacing TJ Oshie, and Dylan Strom kind of being allowed to kind of get some chemistry and build time playing with Alex Ovechkin, it's made the entire team better. And when you have a guy like Alex Ovechkin, who opponents don't have to just worry about him, they've got to worry about everybody else. The Capitals are finding some really advantageous matchups for him, and he's taking advantage of those.
For the people who did not think Ovi was going to break the record this year because he's 39, and I don't know, maybe you were in that group, I have no idea. It's probably too early to say, okay, it's time to change course on that, because he's on pace for 54, but it's only been 12 games. But at what point would you start to say, well, maybe he is going to break the record this year?
Yeah, for those of us who are sort of preparing the stories we're going to need to write when this happens, as he gets closer, it's time to start thinking about it. It's time. He's on such a pace now that it would now be, I think if you were setting betting odds, it would probably be favored for Alex Ovechkin to break it this season and not next season. And then there's plenty of questions after that about would he come back and all these other things for last year of a contract. But he needed to be on a 41-goal pace. He's on a 54-goal pace. Now, if we're a month from now and he has some sort of goal drought like he did several times actually last year, then we can revisit this. But I think it would be more expected than not for Alex Ovechkin to break the Gretzky's record before the season's up.
Swano, great as always, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. Talk soon. Hit that cap. We just did the caps. The Wizard sounder, please. Marty Varun Shankar to talk about those very Washington Wizards. I almost said Capitals again, by the way. It's like I literally can't get out of the brain that we just talked about Capitals. Let's talk Wiz. How good is Bilal Coulibaly? Like, right now, this minute, good, useful player on a good team, probably. I know they're not. But what's his ceiling, Varun?
Man, it's a great question. I've thrown Paul George comps. I've heard that. I think that those are a little bit lofty, but still realistic based on the trajectory he's shown. He's so far ahead of what anyone could have envisioned based on where he was 2 years ago. I mean, this was a guy who was not considered a premier NBA prospect and then suddenly shot up the draft board. And he has all of the athletic tools to be a impact player. He also has the work ethic and personality that I think could really create a special talent in DC.
I was reading your piece just a couple days ago, I think, on the five things that you analyzed as kind of keys to the Wizards' start as far as some of the numbers. What did you find as you dug in on some of the stats that really stood out to you?
Yeah, one thing that I was looking at is how much more effective the Wizards are in pace, in transition this year. This is a team that has wanted to play fast for the last 2 years, and they did so last year. But when they did run, they weren't particularly efficient when doing so. And playing fast can be a really good way for teams with less offensive talent to manufacture points. But the Wizards weren't doing it that well last year, but they were still running a lot. This year, they're running a lot, and they're being really effective when doing so, which has made their overall offense a lot better. Part of that is just, I think, they have more ball handlers on this team. You know, you had Poole last year, but this year you also have Bob Carrington. You also have Keyshawn George. Bilal is more of a ball handler. Even Alex Sarr has shown the ability to handle a decent amount of bringing the ball up court, and that's all making for a much more effective fast break attack.
So two things. One, giving you a little bit of flowers here, Varun. I think little things like this are so cool. Like, I love Basketball Reference, for example, right? It's like my go-to, Pro Football Reference too. Like, I love, it's one of my home spots. So I like seeing little things like this. So, for example, up at the top of the page, I was going to ask you about Kyle Kuzma. That's the question coming in a second. But regarding Sadiq Bey, it says, Coach Brian Keefe said that Bey doesn't have a return timetable, Varun Shankar, the Washington Post reports. Like, that's the nugget. Anytime anybody wants to find out the update, they go right there and it's you. I think stuff like that is pretty cool. So kudos. Number two.
Thank you.
Kyle Kuzma's health, what do we know?
Yeah, he's not going to play on Friday against Memphis. He continues to progress. The Wizards are very tight-lipped about the injuries. Kuzma's been doing more and more work with every single time that we see him, whether it's a practice or at, you know, shoot around in the morning practices. I'd anticipate, this is just based on my guess. This isn't something I know from inside the team, but I would not be surprised if we saw him at some point on this five-game road trip the Wizards are going on.
As far as the kids go, where are you at on what we've seen from Bub Carrington so far and just his overall transition into the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really impressive. This is something that was always going to help Bub coming into the league was just his basketball knowledge. This is the son of a very prominent AAU coach in Baltimore. So this is someone who's grown up around coach's families his entire life. There's an anecdote that Jeff Capel, his coach at Pittsburgh, told me where he was explaining, you know, some pick and roll coverages on one of the first days of practice. And then Bub comes in as a freshman and just gives a dissertation basically on how things should be run. And that's super important. Him being the starting lineup, Brian Keefe has explicitly said this, is in part because of his understanding of what the Wizards want to do offensively and his ability to get the team organized. You see him, he's handling the ball a lot. He's running and initiating pick and rolls a lot. And when he's in those pick and rolls, one thing I really liked is that he's not someone who's very effective at the rim just yet. He's pretty skinny. He's young. I think that's something that's going to come with time as he learns more how to finish around NBA defenders a little bit more. But what I really do like is he has a real talent to get to his spot. He's shown a real ability to snake through the paint, show a little bit of dribble moves, get a little mid-range off. His pull-up jump shooting is going to be effective. I think it's going to be a strength for him in the league. And he's got positional size. He's like 6'4". He's got long arms. He's going to be a pretty good defender. He's got the tenacity to do it. If you heard Draymond Green was talking about the energy that Bub and Keyshawn George were throwing at him, the trash talk they gave him, and this is someone who's a competitor. And he's going to be picking up players full court. He's going to be hungry, and I think he's going to be a really good defender in the league from that guard position.
Varun, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Of course, same to you.
We'll see you, bud. Hit that local 53 sounder, please, Darius. And to discuss the Washington Foosball gentleman, our guy, Johnny Cakes Allville from the Sports Junks. Cakesy, what's up, buddy?
Boys, before we talk Commanders Steelers, please give me the quick, in a nutshell, update on Darius's potential seafood allergies. I mean, if he's allergic to crab and shrimp and like oysters or scallops, that's just devastating. I need an update.
First of all, very good turn of phrase by saying "in a nutshell." Don't think I didn't notice that, Cakesy.
Yes.
High quality, tip of the old cap.
Yes, in a nutshell.
Yeah. So the appetizer, by the way, this is as stunning as anything else. Allergic to pecans, southern style pecan to the layperson. Allergic to cashews.
Okay,
we thought all that. Not allergic to peanuts.
Cashews are very cashews very mediocre when it comes to like nut rankings. Cashews like a play-in nut, in my opinion. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I love you so much, but that's an inflammatory statement. But we have to move on because there's other information to discuss. So he's not allergic to peanuts.
Sure.
He's fine with peanuts, which was incredible. And then one of the great reveals, if I can say this in show history, Grant Povich over there gave you are not allergic to shellfish. Not allergic.
Oh, fantastic. Not allergic to crustaceans. What a glorious day for Darius.
He's so
that
happy.
Is great news for him.
You have
I'm
no
very
idea,
happy for him.
Cakes. We got him Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company crab cakes here. He's got a bunch of seafood he's going to be pummeling.
I can vouch that that is a quality product. We had that a few weeks ago, or probably months ago, right when the NFL season started. And that is delicious stuff. So you guys are eating well today. I saw Danny's plate. Don't think I didn't see it.
Well, they're Matt Valdez approved. Like he like turned up the Balmer to like 77 out of 10.
Yes.
And he said they're good.
Yes, of course. Fantastic.
On to football matters. Cakesy, what if Washington beats Pittsburgh and gets to 8-2 this weekend? What's Johnny Cakes Allville going to be saying on Monday on the Junkies?
I mean, if they get to 8-2 and beat an AFC favorite in the Steelers, I mean, then then like deep playoff run hype really gets ratcheted up to like 10 or 11, don't you think? Like, I mean, if you can beat the Steelers coming off a bye week when they're rested, then I just think the expectations, which are already high, which have already been reset because they already have 7 wins through 9 games, then they just go through the roof if they can beat the Steelers at Northwest Stadium.
It's not a matchup I love, Cakesy. So as I'm doing a deep dive on him, trying to figure out where I stand, and Mike Tomlin's just so good at this, getting the most out of everybody every year, no matter what. How are you feeling about the matchup, you know, specifically? Do you expect Washington to win?
I expect it to be close. I don't know if I'm still kind of teetering as to whether I'm going to pick Washington to win or not, because as good as they've been, like, how many really good teams have they beaten? How many? But you can also say the same thing about the Steelers. Like, how many impressive wins do they have out of their wins? Like, I know they've beaten the Chargers, but they had, I think, 27 hung on them on that vaunted defense against the Colts. So, like, they can be scored on. It's just a matter of, you know, have they faced an offense that's going to run the ball as relentlessly as this Commanders team should run the ball at them this weekend? I like the Commanders' chances. I don't know if I'm going to pick them yet. I might need another 24 hours to ruminate on that, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Cakes, we're going to ask callers this coming up in a few minutes. Would you take 1-1 deal or no deal style right now in their next 2 games, or would you rather let them play out?
Ooh, would I take the bird in hand? Would I take 1-1? Or just let it play out with the Steelers and the filthy birds from up north that Danny hates.
I hate them.
Detest them so much.
I do. Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm a bird in hand guy. If you guarantee me one win out of the two with those two teams on deck, you know what? I'm taking the deal. I'm taking the 1-1.
Deal or no deal. So the reason I think it's so interesting is Danny originally said, if the win was against the Eagles, he would do it. And I think that's an easy, obvious yes.
That's easier, yeah.
Because it's the division. You're trying to win the East. It's worth basically a win worth two, right? But I'm saying you don't know when the win's coming. It could be Pittsburgh. It could be Philly. It's blind. Or you just go play 2 football games. You're taking whatever's in the suitcase, the mystery, or are you just taking the money that's offered?
I take the suitcase that Howie Mandel, with his glorious bald head, hands me. He's team balled. I love that about him. Because you know what? Either one would be a really quality win. So I'm not going to parse it to the fact where it has to be the Eagles instead of a win over the Steelers. I'm taking that deal. I'm taking the 1-1s on the table.
I like that. Cakesy, who's someone that's not getting enough shine on the Washington Local 53, in your opinion? Everyone's talking Daniels, Kingsbury, Dan Quinn and company, etc. Who's someone that you go, take a look at this guy for a second?
I think it's Rodriguez, who came in last week when his number was called, when B-Rob couldn't go, and just gave you, like, just rumbling tough, you know, 4.8 yards per carry, like put his head down and get the tough yards when needed. And you know, that just kind of encapsulates the teamwork that this team has shown us through the 9 games. I mean, he's such a good dude that when Marshon Lattimore shows up on the scene, he's just like, you know what? You're a stud. You get 23. You're a multiple-time Pro Bowler. I'm basically the new guy in town. Take my number. I'm not even going to charge you for it. That's the type of team guy that I am. I'm going to go with Rodriguez.
Can't spell Cakes without the M for Maryland. Johnny Cakes Auville, the boys are coming to Maryland tomorrow. So I'm getting yelled at by Marylanders because I've been saying we're going to Bethesda because it's listed as North Bethesda, but apparently it's Rockville. So we're
okay,
going.
Let me explain this to you, Grant. I know you're a Virginia guy,
which
you're
is in the DMV, Virginia, whether you like it or not, Cakes.
We're
Virginia
part of it.
Is
okay,
part of the DMV. There's a V in DMV.
Understood. But let me just point this out to anybody that's everybody's listening. There is no such thing as North Bethesda. Okay, that's people in Rockville who are jealous of people in Bethesda that want to fancy up their address and their area code by calling it North Bethesda.
North of Bethesda.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
This is a fabrication. It's fiction is what it is.
Is there a North
only?
That's
all I can say. Maybe there is, but I don't know exactly where that is. I could not point that out on map, Danny. That's a good one. It's a good retort.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, you can't just, I'm with you. You can't just do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you rebrand something, or it's like, now we're going to charge more for the same townhouse. Like, it doesn't feel right to me.
Right. You know what? Rockville sounds good. Hey, I live in Rockville.
Rock
That's
Vegas,
a cool
man.
Name. What's wrong with Rockville? Do you have to be North Bethesda all of a sudden to sound cool? I don't get it.
My mom grew up in Rockville. You sleep on that knowledge, Cakes.
There you have it.
Bet you didn't know that about Jeanine that Paulson, did you?
I didn't know that either.
I don't think Cakesy knew it. I know you didn't know.
I had no clue.
I definitely did not know that.
You sleep on the Paulson family tree, Cakesy.
I thought all of the Paulsons just grew up in, I believe it's King George, Virginia. I'm getting the town right, correct?
We're first generation King Georgians. I was born.
Yeah, I mean,
Cakes is going to be blown away by this. You don't know where I was born.
I am. Hold on. Where was Jeeps born? Can I get a hint?
Yeah, the Auvilles.
The Auvilles. You were born in Albany at Montgomery General Hospital,
were
you? I was
born in Albany, Maryland, guy. You sleep.
No, you were. Yeah. Hold on. You're Albany's most famous original citizen then.
I don't like claiming it.
Is he a Hall of Famer there too?
So I moved to Virginia at 2 months old to King George County. And I was there. I've never lived anywhere else.
See, here's the thing. If you ascribe to the Jason Bishop theory of where people are from, it's not where you grew up. It's where you were actually born.
I mean, that's a terrible theory.
Jeeps is an Olney guy, much like Robert Griffin III. You don't know where he was born, Grant. We're gonna go round and round on this. You don't know where Robert Griffin III was born.
Well, Corpus Christi, I think. No, he was in Japan, right?
No. He was born in Okinawa, Japan.
Yeah, that's right.
He is the most famous and most accomplished Japanese quarterback of
in
all
NFL
time.
History. Yeah,
I mean, what a terrible logic by Bishop.
When you see Bishop in the morning, tell him that's nubs.
That's like saying your dad is whoever like actually made up half of you if you've never met the person and someone else raised you your entire life.
That's his own wackadoo thing, man. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of the way he just lives his life.
All right, we're going to be in North Bethesda.
Of Bethesda.
Rockville. Rockville, Maryland tomorrow.
I am poking my face off when you say that.
Sports from Bethesda!
Sports and social, Cakesy. That's where we're going to be.
All right, you guys enjoy Rockville. Enjoy Rockville. It's fun. It's a good time.
Thank you, pal. Good catching up with you.
North Bethesda zone, Johnny Cakes off.
All right, boys.
We love our guy, Cakesy.
Good talk to you.
See you, dude.
The M stands for Maryland. Grant and Danny on the Fin. You just heard the question we asked him. Let's pose it to you next. Would you take, sight unseen, deal or no deal here, 1-1, a win in the next two games, or would you rather take the mystery suitcase, whatever happens in those two games happens? How confident are you in the locals? Let's do that next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're going to play a little Deal or No Deal. Can you get the Deal or No Deal music for me, if you don't mind? So we've come up with this idea. This was never a TV show. No matter what you hear, we came up with this idea right now.
Like, if you think you've seen something similar, no.
The actual Commanders playing two football games and them garnering two results is what we're going to put in a suitcase, which is going to be held on a stage by an attractive female. And you're going to determine whether you're going to take the offer that we're giving you or you're going to take whatever's in the suitcase. And we're going to call it deal or no deal. So the deal here is a 1-1 record for Washington. You can let them play out their next two games against the Steelers on Sunday and the Eagles on Thursday, home and road, 4 days apart, short week game against Philly. And you could roll the dice and say, maybe this team's good enough. They're 7-2. They've only lost once since week one. They're rolling. They're going to beat both of these teams. They're favored in one of the two games this weekend against the Steelers. But Danny, if you risk it and they don't perform like you think they're going to, they might go 0-2. That might be in that suitcase.
That's on the table.
Are you taking the 1-1? I think it's too easy to say if you can make the one the Eagles game.
Right.
Because that's now a no-brainer. So I think if you select 1-1, the one could be the Steelers or the Eagles, and it's even more likely because they're favored in the Pittsburgh game that it's the Steelers.
And it's at home, which now matters. It didn't used to. Used to be actually a detriment.
By the way, if they
win, positive.
They're 5-0 at home. Do you know when the last time they'd be 5-0 at home was?
Nope.
Just take a guess.
91?
Correct. The year they won the Super Bowl.
God.
1991.
I mean, get out of here.
The last time they were 5-0 at home.
So, yeah. You know, you'd pick that as the most likely, even though Philly's on the road at Dallas. Short week, they come back, but then they get to come back home. Washington has to travel. So I would say if you're likely to part up, which one do they win, which one do they lose, if you sort of equate them both as difficult games, you'd say win the first one, lose the second one. That may be the most likely outcome. So most likely they go 1-1 somehow, some way. But that's kind of the safe, if you do that, you're all good type pick.
All right, Darius, hit the music. Danny, you're first. Deal or no deal? 1-1 record in the next two games, or you will take whatever happens with the Commanders against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
I am taking that deal. I will take a 1-1 record of the next two games.
I got a suitcase right here.
That's cool.
Could have two wins in it.
It might.
Might have Jaden Daniels lighting up Pittsburgh.
Might have 1 cent.
Lighting up Philadelphia.
It could.
You're taking the deal.
I will take the deal.
No faith in the boys.
It's not about that.
I'm just kidding.
It's playing the odds, playing the percentages here. I would take that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Rick is in Richmond. Rick, you know how to play deal or no deal?
Yeah, I know you guys just created the game, but I think you guys got something here.
I think we do.
I agree. So that we've already had networks reaching out to us about it. They really love the idea.
And the music. We just did that.
But who do we want to hold the suitcases? That's what I can't figure out. Who's going to hold it? I'm thinking like heavy set, gross guys with chest hair coming out of their t-shirts.
Yeah, unshowered, like sloppy looking dudes.
Unkempt dudes.
It'd be fun if they're holding the briefcase, like displaying it.
Because it'd be inappropriate to have just a bunch of attractive females holding them.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, not good on television.
You want this on TV?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so play the music, Darius. Rick, do you want a 1-1 record, or are you taking your chances with two games?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm taking my chances with the two games.
He's playing!
He's playing. He's playing. The audience loves it. The audience loves it.
Why do you feel so good about the two games?
I feel so good because, you know, there's something in the locker room. You know, the team's been talking about it. Us as fans, we've been seeing it. There's something special that we haven't had in so long that I'll take any team any day with the guys that we have. I think, Steelers, they got Russell Wilson. I think, our guys are going to get after them. I think that we're going to be explosive. And, of course, we got Jaden Daniels, who will do anything to win, as you saw with the Hail Mary. So I'm going with my chances.
By the way, shades of Dan Quinn there from Rick and Richmond. He almost went into an anybody, anytime, anywhere situation.
Any place, anytime, anywhere.
Paint that on the walls over in Ashburn. Let's go to Sam, who's in Gainesville. Sam, are you ready to play deal or no deal?
I am ready to play deal or no deal. Hey, it was great meeting you guys last week in Manassas. That was awesome.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate you, dude.
It was awesome to have everybody come out. That was great.
It was wonderful. Okay, this is easy for me. I am taking that deal all day, every day, and let me tell you why. You have to look at the big picture, right? Big picture, that puts us at 8-3. And at the end of the year, it's all about how many wins and losses you have. And if you told us back in July, hey, boys, after 11 weeks, you're 8-3, we would take that 100 out of 100 times.
No doubt. But And I appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. He took the deal. I don't know what to say.
It's fine. He leaves with a good prize.
They're 7-2. You know what that winning percentage is, Danny?
77%?
It's better than 500.
Yeah.
500 is what you are accepting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're right. 1-1 over their next two gets you to 8-3. But what if they won both? They're favored in the Steelers game. And what if they only... You're taking a win. That's the deal you're making here. What if they beat Pittsburgh and lose to Philly? That's great that they're 8-3, but they might be behind Philly in the division all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and they don't have the tiebreaker anymore. That's damaging. Let's go to Dave. He is in Raleigh, where I had my bachelor party, and he is listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Dave? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. I'm shaking my head in the car. First of all, this is a great idea. I love the question.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks.
We just came up with it.
And the game show, too.
Deal or no deal. Have we signed a deal with any network?
We haven't signed a deal yet for deal or no deal, but our agents are negotiating.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Deal or no deal. Let's see. What are we going to call him? What's the guy in the big room upstairs in this game we're making up?
Like it's like a banking type person.
Let's go banker.
Yeah, the banker. Yeah.
What is the banker offering?
1-1 right now.
Okay.
Or mystery case.
Dave?
Guys, hell no am I taking that deal. And I'm for sure riding on those two games. I think, can I tell you why?
Yes, of course.
Listen, it comes down to two reasons. First of all, that is a loser mentality. That is the old organization. We're happy to get one win. This is a different organization. We're not back in July, like the last caller said. We are legit. That's number one. Number two, which I think is the most important one, is we are half game out of the number one seed and a first-round bye. Detroit plays in a tough division. They're not going to win out. We have a relatively favorable schedule down the line. Man, we are in it, man, to win it. I hope people realize that this is legit team. Hell no am I taking that deal.
They can win every time. So I love the call. The
and here's my counter to that. I think it's a great call, and I think you're right on. I don't think any of that changes with me saying 1-1, with me taking the 1-1 deal. Like, your points are all valid, and I agree with them. I co-sign every one of those things. My point is, it's an acknowledgement that the two teams they're about to play are 12-4 combined. Sometimes good teams play other good teams, and sometimes one of those good teams wins.
True.
Right? That's a normal thing. Washington belongs with anybody in the NFL right now. So, yeah, but I don't think that changes.
Do you want to present me with the question?
I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Grant Paulson. I'm talking to the banker.
Yep. I'm curious what he's going to say. The banker is giving so many numbers.
Yep.
It's certainly not going to be the same.
All right, I'll
one.
Tell him. The banker has offered a deal. Do you accept 1-1 over the next two games? Or do you risk it for this mystery case held by a slovenly, portly, gross-looking dude with an acne problem?
I think all of the people holding suitcases should be at least 500 pounds. That's actually how I envision my game going.
Yeah.
It's like the TLC show where they have to go to the doctor and he's telling them like all these bad things.
And you actually have another job holding the case.
Yeah, you're going to hold the case on our show. They're just all...
My 600-pound life case holder.
Right. It's going to be silly. Bruce Arians, former head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, now an executive, once said, no risk it, no biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the case. We are playing football, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
We are lined up. Do I have Jaden Daniels on my side?
Yes.
Do I have Terry McLaurin down there somewhere?
Yes.
Do I have Frankie Louvu coming off that edge?
You do.
Do I have big Johnny Newton winning one-on-one up front?
Johnny!
You do.
Let's play football.
Wow.
Let's strap on those pads.
A lot of confidence.
Let's thump with Pittsburgh and Philly. And let's go win Pennsylvania. What do you say?
Take your chances.
Deal. We got to come up with a name with it.
Because what are you offering? You're offering one or the other.
Deal or not a deal? Deal.
Deal or nah?
Deal or no?
Deal or no? No. Deal or. Say it quickly.
Deal or better deal?
Deal or different deal?
Deal or different deal. That's not
David
bad.
Deal.
If, nope. Let's do it shorter. Deal or different deal? Deal or opposite deal?
So it's like a yes deal or a no.
No deal, deal or no. Deal or no deal.
There it is.
Deal or no deal.
There it is.
We got it.
Yep.
Deal or no
Good
deal.
Good workshop session.
1-1 or you're playing the two games. You get one win, bird in hand, or are you going to play this thing out? 800-636-1067. Steelers and Eagles coming up for the Commanders. Six o'clock this evening, Alex Smith is on the show, the former quarterback with the Redskins. He also made it into the Washington football team era in his final season. He was never a Commander, though. He only went through one name change, didn't get to do both.
Would have liked to have seen one more, just, just keep spinning it around.
That final year he was around for was the 2020 pandemic season, the playoff year. That's when he came back from that traumatic leg injury. A lot of people thought he was going to lose his leg, wouldn't walk again. Of course, he played. He ends up being their starter down the stretch. And there was some thought maybe he was going to play in the playoff game, but he was banged up, so they went with Taylor Heinicke against the Bucs. And that was kind of the beginning of the rise of Heinicke. Fans loved him. I mean, he was just an easy guy to root for. He played hard. It was a little bit of Brett Favre backyard football. But now I hope you kind of see what we're talking about. Like the whole, this is not what you should be wanting. This is not what you should be settling for. This is not the goal. The goal is a real elite,
yeah,
top of line superstar.
Not, there's nothing to pretend about it. There's nothing, I don't want to say that was fake because those things happened. But there's, you know, we always talk about sustainability. That's my favorite word when it comes to sports. Anybody can win any given day, right? You can watch the Wizards play the best team in the NBA on a given night, and Kyle Kuzma gets hot, and Jordan Poole's on fire, and you could beat them. You're not doing that over 82 games. You're not doing that in the postseason. You can have a nice moment. There have been plenty of nice moments. This is a sustainable, we have the thing that everybody else wants. It's our turn.
Playing a little deal or no deal on Grant and Danny. So, two options. You're taking one win in the two games coming up in the calendar week ahead. This Sunday at home against Pittsburgh, next Thursday a week from today at the Link in Philly. Sight unseen, games don't get played, you're going 1-1, you're on to the next. Or are you letting the games play out? Danny is taking the 1-1 record.
Take that deal right now.
Thinks if fear is enough that they're going to go 0-2 that he says, I will take one out of the next two. On the other hand, I am going, absolutely not. I want to go play football. Your favorite against the Steelers at home. I think they are every bit as good as or better than the Eagles, even though they won't be favored on the road in that game. I think you can win both of these games. If you lose one, fine. If you lose both, to me, the juice was worth the squeeze. It was worth the risk. I think there's a good enough chance they could win both. So I am going to take the suitcase, not the 1-1 record. I'm going to watch them play football. You're doing the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, to me, again, this is two really good teams. If you end up at 1-1, you're in an outstanding place. If you lose both, you're in a good place. If you win both, that's obviously incredible. But my 1-1 bargain is I will take 8-3 through 11 team games played to be in a nearly solidified, rock-solid playoff positioning. Still a puncher's chance if the one win isn't against Philadelphia. Of winning the division. And if you do beat Philadelphia, you're way ahead in that regard, right? I mean, this to me is such a good scenario that I'm willing to accept it.
Like, I've just gotten to a new level of confidence.
Which I understand. I get that.
I don't think unrealistically, it's not like I now believe they can't lose, but when you've won 7 of 8
mm-hmm.
in this week-to-week league where there's a game every Sunday or whatever, you've gone 2 months basically with one loss. It's just hard to not think, roll the football out and take your chances with these guys.
So I'm not doing this when they play Titans, bye week, Saints, right? I'm not doing this. You know,
yeah, you probably want to play those out.
I'd love to go see what happens. Or even maybe like Dallas if they're still banged up and Dak Prescott's on IR and whatever. And then Tennessee. This, again, 12-4 combined record for these two teams. Like, they're not pushovers. They are not bad at all. And the fact is, Washington doesn't have a lot of banked wins against really good teams just yet. That's not me complaining. That's not me saying, well, they're frauds. No. Nobody's saying that, okay? But my point is, those other teams are pretty damn good. They're going to the postseason, too. They're having similar conversations in their burgs.
Did you hear the update last night on Dak Prescott, by the way?
It's ripped off the bone, apparently, that hammy?
That hamstring partially tore off the bone. I don't know what I don't know. Not a doctor, never stayed at a Holiday Inn. Don't know much about it. What I do know is, That takes a little longer to come back from, because that requires, if they opt to do it this way, surgery. When your hamstring rips off the bone, you could surgically repair that for a smoother recovery, but obviously it would take a little bit longer. They're dead. They are done.
They're not good.
Even if he played, they stink.
That was kind of my other point there, is that it's not as if with him there's something,
but
without
at least
him
you
there.
You could talk it into, like, he gets hot, they throw the ball over the yard or whatever.
And it turns out that Jonathan Mingo is the answer.
Yeah, they win a bunch of games, 37-33. Like, it is over, Johnny. Let's go to the phones. Let's welcome Anthony and Calvert on for a little deal or no deal. Anthony, how are you?
Doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Good, buddy.
Doing very well. I've got to talk to the banker here very quickly. Make sure that I have the details correct. Two, you want him to go 2-0? Oh, 1-1. It's one win in the next two. 1-1. Or you can let them play these two games out. What are you doing, Anthony?
All right, I want you to picture this, man. You're in an alley, right? You got the burning barrel. It's a cool fall afternoon, maybe a winter evening. You're kneeling down on one knee. You tuck that hat down a little bit, and you roll that dice, babe. You play him. I want to see him play. I want to see him win. Play the games.
Love it. Appreciate you, dude.
Russ loves it, is the listening audience. The watching, the viewing audience?
All the audience, everybody.
Okay.
Viewing, watching, listening, judging. Look at the baby, look at the baby. Hi, honey. This is the confidence. I think people are maybe mistaking me saying, hey, 1-1, with some sort of lack of confidence in Washington. Like, I just want to make the quick distinguishing remark here.
It feels, though, when you say 1-1, like you are worried they're going to go 0-2. Otherwise, you wouldn't make the deal. That's by nature what you're guaranteeing.
Which I guess I understand.
Won.
Yeah. I guess my point is, this is like, nothing will change for me. We talked about this last week. They're above referendum for me now. Like, when it was fraudulent, or, you know, they got up to that 6-3 start before they lost to Houston with the aforementioned Alex Smith, I was coming on in about an hour, where I go, yeah, I'll make these kind of bargains, because this isn't really very, they're not very good. We can all sort of see that the other shoe's going to drop. I'm not calling for any shoes to drop anywhere at this point. They're above referendum for me. This is more about the fact that you're due for some of that bad luck at some point, some of those, you know, balls that are fumbles that you recover, you don't. These other teams they're about to play are two of the three best they've played this year.
Let's go to Becky, who's in Remington. What's up, Becky? How are you?
Hey, guys. First of all, real quick, couldn't do my three-hour-a-day commute without 106.7. Love y'all.
Well, you're sweet. Thank you
so much. Thank you. We
Thank
have
you. I am.
A suitcase here if you'd like to play Deal or No Deal.
I am definitely going no deal, not only because I think our boys can win those games, but I wouldn't get the adrenaline rush of 2 weeks of football.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I still want to watch the games. Though.
Which case do you want? Do you want that hefty fellow over there or the other one? Which case are you grabbing?
The no deal.
No deal. Okay, the no deal.
The
case.
No deal case.
Very good.
I still get to watch the games, though, right? Even with my 1-1 thing? I'm just saying the games happen and they go 1-1.
Yeah, exactly. The games are still going to take place.
Okay, good.
You're not trading in games.
Okay, good.
You're going to get to watch games. They just don't win the games you're watching.
Yeah.
In your situation.
Right.
You have forced them to lose one of their next two games.
They're going to lose one of the next
That's
two?
That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I'm not forcing you to do anything. Go play football.
But think about my scenario.
Okay. Who's showing more faith in them?
You are. Think about this. My scenario. They drop one to Pittsburgh. We're taking that little train up to Philly.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And I know.
That's pretty good.
Because I took that case.
Okay, how about this, though?
Yeah.
They beat the Steelers, as they are favored to do.
Right.
Now we're going to the link.
Yeah, and then I got to go.
And we know.
Yeah.
They're going to lose the game.
I'm just like, what's that big sea of piranhas? What are they going to do?
No matter what, in my hypothetical, we have no idea.
We have no clue.
We're going, it might be Bengals 2.0. Me, you, and Darius just sitting there going, what is happening right now? Every time they touch the ball, they're scoring tutties. 800-636-1067. Would you take 1-1 or let them play out these next two games? Also want to talk about when the last time they played a game this big at home was. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.